WDIY Headline News. A Lebanon County man is one of many people arrested in the U.S. Capitol for breaking in and attempting to stop the election certification process. WHYY's Keystone Crossroads' Miles Bryan reports.
69-year-old Terry Brown was motivated to drive from his home in Myerstown to D.C. on Wednesday by the baseless voter fraud claims President Trump has been perpetuating for months. Brown says he does not condone the vandalism carried out by other Trump supporters, and he feels bad about the woman who was fatally shot by the Capitol Police. But he says he does not regret storming the Capitol, an act many officials are condemning as a failed coup attempt.
I came to the conclusion that, you know, we needed to be heard, and nobody was listening. So if this is what it took to make the people stand up and listen, to me, it was worth it.
At least three other people died during the chaos at the Capitol on Wednesday, including a Trump supporter from Bloomsburg. Pennsylvania's top law enforcement leaders are planning to prosecute anyone from the Commonwealth who was involved in the attack on the Capitol. Miles Bryan, Keystone Crossroads.
WDIY is Lehigh Valley Public Radio at 88.1 FM, also on WDIY.org.
Connect with WDIY with our new app. Download for free from the Apple or Google Store and enjoy the great music, news, and programs you love on the go. The easy-to-use app is where you can listen to WDIY live or your favorite music shows on demand with our two-week archive feature. Download and share the WDIY app with your friends and family and introduce them to many choices, real voices.